I always wonder why it is that these seemingly unanswerable questions come to mind most often when we are found alone. Whether that's because we instinctively delve within the deeper parts of the pool of thought when alone, or simply a stir of emotions are allowed to happen because the distractions of friends and family and events and surrounding activities aren't there to take away from your internal thought monologue. Whatever the answer is, it is simple to deduct that being alone does indeed create a sense of strengthened emotions, maybe an influx of emotions would be a better way to put that. When alone, you have an influx of emotions. And because we, in this modern world, modern society, in especially America, Europe, and other countries like the other countries and continents, Europe isn't a country, obviously. But places like these, it's difficult to seclude ourselves often. And it's because of this, I think, that when we do find ourselves in a place of quietness, out in nature or in a room by yourself, wherever the case may be, we seem to have more emotions than when we are out and about. And when we have those, it's so alien to our daily life that I think most of us find them to be quite saddening. But in fact, I believe the opposite can also be true. Just to know you have so many emotions is in and of itself a beautiful thing. To know that we are not just empty husks laughing at empty jokes that our friends make on a daily basis over and over again. We are, in fact, deep and complicated, very, very complicated and complex creatures of intelligent, high spiritual thought. And I think this is what kind of stirs on our deep questions that we come up with ourselves. You know, you find yourself asking yourself the most deep questions, not when you are with people, but when you're showering alone or out on a hike. I find that these activities actually, when done more often in seclusion, can actually help organize those emotional thoughts. But that's just an opinion, I believe. Other people might have other ways of doing that. But I guess that's just what we call a coping mechanism. How do you cope with your loneliness? I leave that as a question for you, as the viewers and listeners. I hope you've enjoyed this calm, thought-provoking podcast. If anything didn't make sense, don't worry. It might just be my high ass not making much sense. But if it did, and you got something from it, I'm glad. I hope at least one other person may have a small takeaway from this. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.